CJLO 1690 AM, I gotta make this fast because I gotta try and fit in all the rest of this interview with Secret Green, which you've been listening to. If you missed any of this, feel free to go to CJLO.com, check out this show page. It will all be there when I post it. Next week, there's gonna be a live session with Ivy Gardens, who are playing at Pooza Fest. So check them out there, and then listen to this show. And here is the end of this interview with Secret Green. Keep it locked for Bill's Country and Western Favorites after this, CJLO 1690 AM.
Okay, so you guys are playing here. In your minds, I always like to kind of get a kind of check. What does success mean for you guys? I mean, obviously there's different levels that people have. What does that mean to you? What do you view as being a success?
Writing better and better songs with my homies. Like I said earlier, man, let the music do the talking. Like, it's so weird. I don't give a shit what people think, but I also, like, want to impress people. I want people to be like, damn, like, those fools practice and write and, like, respect the craft. And I guarantee you, like, I'm having more fun than everybody else. And that's another thing that goes into it, too, man. Yeah, like, that's just for me.
I just want people to show up, honestly. Because, like, like you said, like, we work really hard at what we do, and I know that if the people are there, like, they're going to appreciate it. So, to me, that success is that there's
Well, I'm very impressed with it so far.
We've had, like, a slew of really cool shows in the past year, and we're, like, so appreciative of, like, all the people that came out to all the shows. You included to this show, dude.
I usually don't get included in these things. What's the best place to play in Austin? I mean, we're at the Lost Well, but you don't need to say that.
I'm gonna say Lost Well. Honestly, just speaking, like, candidly, man, they pay us the most, They take care of us. Like, I hang out here probably, like, 5 times a week anyways. Like, these are my friends. Like,
the sound is great.
The sound is really good.
Shout out Cayman and Amber and Jim and Vandy and TA and Jock and, like, everybody that works here. Like, Cello. Like, that's a hard-working dude, man. Like, I don't want to, like, understate that at all. Like, this is at least my favorite place to play. Like,
let me ask you, because I only get to come down here to Austin, you know, maybe once a year, pandemic not included. Who should I be looking at from Austin? Because there's obviously a lot of bands that are from here. I'm hoping to get to the Stoner Jam tomorrow. I've seen bands here, like, you know, Sex Cult I mentioned before, like, Destroyer of Light. Who am I missing? Who should everyone be listening to? Obviously, but aren't you guys?
Ben and I are both in other bands, too.
Aha! An incestuous thing like Montreal, actually.
Well, man, okay. Yeah. I play in Detox. That's like Texas hardcore punk.
Okay.
I play in Sodomy Cop that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Sodomy Cop rules. actually, one of my favorite bands in Austin. I'm gonna fluff my boy right now.
it's a good thing this is audio only.
So good. Y'all don't see me jerking off right now.
Radio, famously visual medium here.
Jacob's gonna spit on it, and I'm just gonna go to town.
Oh
best
my
show
god,
ever, guys. Thanks. besides that, like, just
banged out, slow
banged
pulse,
out, slow
dude,
pulse,
banged out is so.
Virtue.
Disowned,
R.I.P. So I wish they were still playing, man. Bosch, those are some younger kids that are killing it. Man, who else, dude?
Tear Dungeon's
pretty cool.
They're playing, like, a lot during this thing.
They're taking over Hotel Vegas, man.
I mean, there's a lot of bands that, you know, we have homies that are in a lot of bands, and I could say them all here, but, I mean, those ones that we mentioned earlier, like,
I implore anybody, like, listening to this interview to just keep your eye on Austin. You will definitely find something that you like.
Yeah, everybody's going hard right now.
Like I said, man, the city's, like, really oversaturated, and people are, like, fighting to stand out, you know? Some people are relying on stage presence and putting on a good show and people having fun, and, like, we're just, like, trying to play good music that we like. And it's, like, whatever it is you want, whatever it is you like, you'll find it here. Like, there's a lot going on.
Is this a conscious effort that bands are doing, or is it just something that's kind of come naturally out of pandemic? Like, is it related? Like, what?
There's just more eyes on Austin, right?
Yeah, and, like, the bands that are putting in that work are the bands that I'm listening to.
Okay.
Like, you know, if they're working hard and, like, you know, honing it and getting it and putting themselves out there, like, I'm like, damn, like, I respect that. Like, put in the work, you know? Like, don't take handouts. Promote yourself. Pay your dues, you know what I mean? And, like, let your craft speak for itself, you know? There's no gimmicks, man. Like, there's just, if people like it, people like it, you know? And, like, there's so much that somebody's guaranteed to like what you're doing. So that just keeps me going, too. I'm like, yeah, dude, you know what? Like, we've played empty rooms, and we've played big four rooms. And even those little shows, I'm like, you know what? I don't know that person that's in the back of the room. That could be their first time seeing us. That could be them, like, catching us and being like, I heard about y'all through here, or I listened to you here, or I saw you that one time. But, like that just never gets me down, man. Like,
I would say,
like, we played gigs where you got paid, like, $30.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah. $62.50.
Yeah,
that would hurt. I would say probably just for anybody else, like, just keep your eyes open on venues like Mohawk, like Losswell,
Valhalla,
Hole in the Wall.
And a lot of those places have been around forever.
Yeah.
You know, Hole in the Wall, man, like, there's a lot of history there, dude. Towns Van Zandt plays Foley, all that good shit. We played that stage, too. We're a death metal band.
You know, like,
Do you think of yourself as a death metal band? That's interesting to me, because, like, for me, that's not what it strikes me as you guys being.
This is our interpretation of it. And it's our heaviest influence, for sure. Yeah. It's my favorite influence.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
There's a lot going on there, you know, like, and, like, that's another thing, too. People hear what they want to hear. People that are more leaning towards, like, hardcore, like, spin kicker, they're gonna fucking go to one of our shows, they're gonna kick somebody in the head. Yeah. And, like, you know, battle vest, patched up, stud motherfuckers, you know, they're gonna pull up and be like, hell yeah, that's a blast beat, you know? We just do what we like. Maybe I spoke a little too soon. I don't think it's death metal. I don't know what it is, bro. We're just trying to do what we like, you know?
Like,
I like the Cranberries.
Yeah, I like to put a little stank in it. Put a little funk stank.
Otherwise, I guess you could just be the same thrash band over and over again, but, like, isn't it better to be more interesting? Like, I mean, that's just my thought.
I really, like, my personal music taste, like, and especially with, like, local bands and stuff, is, like, the more eclectic and, like, well put together it is, like, the more I'm into it. If I'm like, damn, like, I get to hear those influences, I'm like, dude, yeah, that sounds like Korn. I don't even really listen to Korn, but I'm like, I hear it, you know? I hear that, like, chunky, weird new metal. Like,
look, as a new metal apologist, you're not gonna turn me away.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, you do your thing, dude. Like, if you like it and it sounds good, like, hell yeah, like, do it, you know? Like, I think, like, it's kind of hard to, like, if you're a band and you're just trying to do, like, one thing, cool, you know? But, like, I'm still gonna show up. I'm gonna be like, that's like a grindcore band. Then they sound like grindcore, and they do the grindcore things, and then I hear bands where I'm like, that's like a melting pot of people who love music, you know? And, like, that's the shit that I'm into.
Let me then ask you about something super divisive that I am being dragged for all the time. I really love the new Sleep Token record, and everyone tells me that I'm the asshole for doing that, because apparently they're not real metal, I shouldn't like that. I think that they're super interesting and that they're trying to bring new people into metal. And so even if they're the worst band I've ever heard, getting young people into metal is something that I care about deeply because, like, I really love metal.
I guess, like, dude, it's like it kind of trickles down a little bit. Like, I don't necessarily personally like that band, but I appreciate what they're doing because, like, if they get someone who's not into heavy music, that may benefit homies and me
100%.
Down the road.
100%.
Like,
I think gateway bands are really...
Like, exactly. Yeah,
it's like
gateway.
We've all given up on gateway,
like,
bands, which is weird.
I grew up listening to, like, Opeth.
Yeah.
You know? Like, girlfriend metal. Like, that's
Lamb,
like,
of God and Trivium.
Lamb of God.
Like, I still worship
Trivium.
Them.
Like,
yeah, I love
dude, this. Like... That's just kind of cool, man. When I was, like, a little-ass kid, it made an impact, you know?
Like, even things now, like, people... I mean, obviously, Marilyn Manson is, you know, has his problems. But, like, as a gateway thing to get into other metal things, like, I think that's important. And, like, dismissing all of these bands is kind of something that I don't know that I can stand behind in any way. But I mean, maybe I'm just the weirdo here.
Yeah, just like what you like and let it influence you however you want it to influence you. I'm listening to a lot of Katy Perry right now and a lot of Lord. And you know what? It's teaching me good songwriting.
Dude, I love Charlie XCX. Oh, yeah, dude. It's just badass.
There's 100 gecks, dude.
Man, 100 gecks is so good. I know. Here's the thing. Like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but like, as someone who's listened to every band that's on the South By thing to see who I should see, there is this girl, Zayani, who is from Australia. She's doing like hyper pop mixed with metal, and like,
cool.
It is so fucking cool.
Yeah, sounds
like,
fun. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's so good. And the fact that there's anyone that would be, even be interested in that is like,
yeah.
For me, I'm like, that's great. I love that. But okay. There's many people who are like, you don't know what you're talking. You're not a Trevuk of Alt person. And you know what? That's fine. I don't need to be a Trevuk of Alt black metal
that's
person.
That's the thing. Like what you like, and also like do whatever you want. And if it's good, it's good. And if it's bad, somebody's still gonna like it. You know what I mean? Like,
for real.
There's no black and white there. Like, I love baddish. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Something else that I don't think, like, I think that metal forgets is like, you know, things that are like really pop and dumb are also valid
and fun.
And fun, like,
yes.
Do we all remember fun? I don't think we do. I don't think that's
like. I think if you're not having fun, like, what's the point?
Exactly.
So much. I'll throw hands over that too. Like, have a good time or fuck off. You know, like,
don't hang out with me.
Yeah.
So you guys have played here. What's kind of next for you guys? For I guess let's go for the year. You've already mentioned you have new music that is in the ether. Do you have like tours you're going to go to? Are you going to just record that and release it?
We want to go on tour really bad. Yeah, I've personally never been on tour.
Really?
And I've been playing music since I was like 15.
Yeah,
I want to hit the road with my boys.
Right.
But you must have gone somewhere. You can't have just played Austin.
I've never left Texas. The farthest I've ever played out of town is Houston.
Okay. Well,
but
still somewhere.
It's
a start.
It's a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
And I love it down there. It's hectic as hell. It's cursed. Every time I go down there, something bad happens. I love it.
Played at Beaumont and showed them a lesson they'll never forget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, we want to go on tour and we want to get music into people's hands and, like, you know, like.
That's the next.
It's not like we're trying to prove anything to anybody. I just want to know. I don't even care if people like it or not. I just want people to listen to it.
Yeah, I
just
want people to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to be there at the party and see the sights.
Yeah. But yeah, I think next up, like, you know, we want to get some physical merch and like physical media and go on tour. We really want to do a music video soon. And I think we're kind of leaning on this like DIY approach. Like, we're gonna film it ourselves, and we're gonna rip these and homies in El Camino. And like,
I mean, that's the thing too. Like, there are so many bands who are like, still to this day, I cannot understand this. Bands that are like, oh, we got to get on a label. That's the only way we can do things. Like, what are you talking about?
We've
like,
been doing that ish by ourselves forever, and it's working out pretty great.
I've
so far.
Had homies that have gotten swindled by label deals.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's the thing. 360
yeah.
deals. Like, what are we talking about here?
No, it's not like
yeah.
that anymore. Like, it's so easy to just promote yourself and like create like.
And like, that's another thing. Like, don't be like dissuaded by like not having like resources that other people have. Like, just bite it, put in the work. No matter what, like, you will see results.
Yeah. Stay passionate.
Yeah.
Like, one of our biggest shows was playing on a bridge.
That was a birthday party.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, like, a music event. Like, our homie just threw a party on a bridge, and we sourced a generator and shook that for cover. Like, it was scary. It was moving. I saw it with my eyes.
One of the years I was here at South By, someone played on the bat bridge in Austin. I don't remember who it was.
It was the Spitz and Detox, probably.
That was on the Montopolis Bridge. That used to be part of the highway on 183, and they since, like, you know, built an overpass over it, and now it's like a bikeway, like, pedestrian bridge. But that's like, that bridge is like part of the scenery, you know? Like, that's like everybody from Austin knows what that bridge looks like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an old school steel train bridge.
It's in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah. And, like, you know...
Wait, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the number two or
the
as
number,
well?
The number two.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
The second one, yeah. It's that very first scene where they get pulled over.
Yeah.
All right. I have one more question for you, and then we'll wrap this up here. You're all in this band. It sounds like you're all in multiple bands, as, you know, the incestuous nature of metal bands is. What's the worst musical instrument?
The ukulele.
I'm just like the guy.
The harpsichord.
Interesting.
Okay.
Dude, the harmonica. Fuck the harmonica.
Whoa.
Jacob, I didn't know this about you.
Speak your truth, dude.
Fuck the harmonica.
If my homie hates the harmonica, I fucking hate the harmonica.
Hell no. That harmonica's going to have to get through me, fam.
Like, bro, get out of my face, Neil Young. Neil Young's are my favorite artist. If you play a harmonica in front of me, I'd slam his fucking face.
I can't believe you guys hate Blues Traveler so much. That's ridiculous.
I always appreciate you.
The worst instrument is Led Zeppelin. Except John Bonham, he at least had the decency to drink himself to death.
So, yeah, from there, like, the first 400 hours...
So, that's also my favorite drummer in the world. But I'm a guitar player, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta go out before you make any kind of mistakes, you know? That's what you have to do.